to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, is the automatically deleted husband. Just to inform you, tomorrow David Tulis is appearing in court again. This is one of these court via the phone. He invited me to join him again, which I plan on doing for the purpose of recording it. When he was there back in January, I think it was, I did record it, put it online, and did a commentary on it, and that was noted by numerous people. So he asked me to do that again, so that should be online. Hopefully, as long as there's no glitches, it'll be done tomorrow. And I think one of the things it should point out is, this is a concept that doesn't seem to be shared, but as I've matured as a follower of Christ, I have come to repent of my political activity for reasons of, that's what the scripture says. But David Tulis and I do not agree on this. Just because we don't agree, I'm not going to abandon him. So I'm going to stand with him tomorrow as he goes to court, which, I don't think is the right approach. But I'm going to stand with him. I'm not going to condemn him. I do tell him. You know, I've spoken with him a little bit about the approach. I will stand with him. You know, which is different than simply someone who goes to court and won't talk with you. There's a big issue. One of the things, this is from a couple weeks ago, I watched a video, finally finished today because it's long, it's like 4 hours long, from a guy, I don't see him much, I've seen him a couple times, but not that much. He goes by the moniker of Last American Vagabond. And he had a program, the title is Child Suicide Doubled, Fauci Exposed by Comedian and Biggest Public Health Mistake We've Ever Made, which talks so much about the pandemic, because it was fascinating because the thing went for like 3 or 4 hours. It was long, so it took me a long time to watch it because I didn't do it all at once. Thing I found fascinating is I'll give you the link because I think it's a good compendium of a lot of the things that, you know, he does a pretty good job of pointing out the fallacies. And I think you'll find a whole lot of the fallacies he point out, you'll hear other people point out. Specifically, if you go back through all the stuff I've pointed out, it's all there. So it is the same stuff. But the other thing is, consider the issues that it addresses. And the issue that concerns me is it hits home. You will hear he does do some reference indirect about the fact that what we're seeing in the U.S. is fascism, and there was a hint. I don't remember where it was. There was a hint, which goes along with what I've continued to state: the mask is the armband of 100 years ago, and we are the Fourth Reich. I think you will find that he didn't quite say it that way, but he said the same kind of thing. But the thing, and of course, talks so much about how the fallacy, the mask, I tell people, why don't you wear a mask? And I don't want to do self-harm because it is self-harm. But the other thing he pointed out, again, the first part of the title, is that depending upon how you measure it, for young people, the suicide or self-harm rate has gone up by 2 to 4 times. And I've mentioned this before. And he actually goes into this quite well. And the thing that concerns me is I have some young people who I call my kids. And I have no idea what they're living like. I know that they wear masks. I'm sorry, that's stupid. That's child abuse. That's child abuse. It is not loving. It's cruelty to put a mask on a child. It's cruel. And, you know, I think it can be easily argued because, you know, the death rate from COVID-19 for a young person is pretty close to zero, because occasionally there is a young person who dies from the flu because of, typically, simply because they're weak for some other reason. So it's the last straw on the camel's back. Where have we heard this before? But more the increase in the suicide rate is greater than those that are dying from COVID-19, even with all the twisted statistics. And again, I have young kids, and they're being subjected to child abuse when they are requested to put on a mask. Their dad would not permit that. Make that very clear. Their dad would not permit that. And, you know, one of the things that I caught was a line where it was said that when there is several people, he mentioned one. There's a guy, because I've seen him before. Again, I've seen him just once in a great while because there's too many of these people. Del Bigtree. Who's done a lot of the stuff with the he's called an anti-vaxxer because he, you know, and the reason you have to demonize him because he shows evidence. Oh, I mean, you know, got to silence anybody that shows evidence, right? But the comment was, you know, if you go, the reason these people are silenced is because they said the nun would survive a debate. Because if you actually have to contend with somebody who knows the field, you're going to lose. Because there's no scientific basis for this whole pandemic. It's simply not there. If you had people debate both sides, bring the evidence to the table, this whole thing would go away. So the only reason that this continues, it goes back to that idea, and then, you know, the popular word is fascism. It really is. It is the armbands of 100 years ago, because we are the Fourth Reich. And, you know, it is amazing. Does Christ come into the lives of my family? It doesn't seem like that. Because in the same way, I have gone through to a whole bunch of people now and say, let's publicly engage me on the statement, the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. I've gone to a whole bunch and they all run. They say no. Do you want to know why? Very simple. Because the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. I did that video. I've watched it actually several times myself to, you know, just to make sure to see, you know, what wasn't explained well and things of that nature, and where, you know, there are some errors. I used Deuteronomy 24 instead of Deuteronomy 14 or some of that nature, whatever it was. But because it was impromptu, I am concerned. And I, you know, the one of the verses that I think about a lot is the idea of teach us to number our days, because the. You know, I'm 65, and I'm a lot closer to the last day than the first. So, I'm, you know, it is, what do I do with the remaining days? And I think it's important to love well, because we're called to mature, and I would suggest I've had. and I become older, as in presbyteros, therefore, you know, I am an elder person, which is not an office, and I've actively sought being the episkopos, the overseer, which again is not an office, but a duty. It's a duty. And that's why I visit orphans and widows. I contend for the faith. And I'm the skeptic, exactly what an episkopos is. And the one that I'm most inclined towards is my own family. So I have to be more aggressive. I attempted, as you may be aware, to make arrangements to visit my kids. My wife specifically said no. She specifically said she has contacted a lawyer, and do not come. If you do, you will be met by law enforcement. I sent an email Sunday saying, let's make arrangements for me to come. Ask for the same thing again. And if no response comes, expect me. I am going to come. I'm going to find a way to make sure it's very obvious so my kids see it happen. And if you want to bring the police there, fine. And let the kids see the mom call the police and the dad. I'm going to do it very publicly. Cameras will be rolling. There'll be multiple witnesses. What's happening, like the mask issue, keeping the dad away from the kids, is child abuse. I love my family. I'm not going to stop pursuing reconciliation. And that is the objective here. It is not to cause problems. It is to reconcile the family. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he commands me to love. Love does not abandon. Love does not close doors. Love does not silence the other party. Love engages. You know, the 2 Timothy 4. It's all patience. You never give up. Mr. Cross gave up because he's an unloving coward. That's the evidence. Is my wife following her dad's model? I hope not, because I love her intensely. I love her intensely. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I do love you intensely.